So I'll begin, shall I, Mikhail?
Yes.
All right, lovely. So firstly, very warm welcome to you. It's always a delight to have communication and contact with Israeli friends, Israeli Sangha. Have so much many years of visits and much joy and delight in going to visit you and the country and the cappuccino as well. So in this period of time, I'd like it to fall into three areas. The first, for around 20 minutes or so, will be a guided meditation. The theme we have today is four nourishments. I'll touch on each one of those during the guided meditation. Then that will be followed up with around 20 minutes of a talk, again exploring it as well, then making available to you question, answers and responses, either in the chat or in the spoken form there. And understand from Mikhail, our lovely host, that today it's both using Zoom and, in the world of technology, Facebook as well. I had no idea Facebook could do these things. We live and learn. Anyway, let's get started. So firstly, the posture. Gosh, the human posture is so precious for presence and alertness, mindfulness, being conscious human being. So if you're sitting in a chair, 2 feet rather firmly, please, on the floor, and just, you know, in the sitting posture. And the mantra I regularly use is sitting tall. That applies to meditation, sitting in the chair at the desk. If you own a car, sitting in the car. Sitting on the bus going to work. Sitting having a delicious cappuccino. If you're blessed that the coffee shops are open. You just sit tall. Just one of the sounds could be muted, please. Just sitting. And in this, giving primary experience to the contact and connection with the body. Contact and connection means the life of the body. That means the vibrations, the sensations, the warmth in the body, perhaps places of coolness, even coldness. Really, mindfulness is...
Christopher?
Yeah.
I don't hear you.
Others can hear? I don't think I'm muted. Maybe, let me have a look. Ah, yes, all right. It was muted. Okay, I'll just renew for a moment or two with you. Thank you for letting me know. So firstly, we're just sitting. We are sitting tall. If we're in the chair, 2 feet firmly on the ground. The straight spine. Presence. It is a formal posture, of course, as a meditation posture, but equally valid sitting at the desk, sitting on the bus, sitting in the car, sitting in the kitchen table, at the kitchen table. To feel the expansion of the cells and a certain integrity of presence when we sit tall. An alert posture, contributing to clarity of mind, connection with the sensations of the body, and 2 feet on the floor, backside on the chair or meditation cushion, so that we are earthed. We are grounded human beings, metaphorically and in the real. And rather than having views and opinions about the body, we wish to actually connect with it. That means vibrations and sensations. It means the temperature, warm, cool, cold, and the temperature may be different in different parts of the body. We can experience the sensations in the stomach area where one form of nourishment lands inside the stomach. We can experience the mouth and throat area. Having made that important movement of picking up food, perhaps with our hands, perhaps with a spoon, knife or fork, or a glass or cup with liquid, and moving it to our mouth. One of the most important movements of our existence. Contribute to our health, happiness, comfort with the physical life, with the body. Or none of that, unhealthy. Sickness. And there's that small movement of picking up and moving food or drink to the mouth, having a short-term or long-term influence. We experience food, drink in the mouth. the chewing, the taste, the swallowing, as it makes its way to the stomach. An important mindfulness practice. Being very mindful of that which is not food and drink going to the mouth and in cigarettes, tobacco, smoking. Taking care with drugs, with medication, with the chemicals. So this is one kind of nourishment. A daily practice. Every time our hand reaches out to pick something up, to move towards the mouth. And in the nourishment, in the healthy nourishment, beneficial, contributes to happiness, peace of mind, being comfortable with ourselves physically, and much greater health for the body. Another area for nourishment is through the senses. That means what we see. Not to see and to own and possess, but just to see. Blue skies, people in your local community going to the shops on the streets, seeing flora and fauna, meaning flowers and bushes and plants and trees. Seeing the creatures in the air, in the trees, on the ground, sometimes in the water. The plants at home. The nourishment of a room in harmony with some aesthetics to appreciate and acknowledge. So to experience the nourishment, the food landing in our being, so to speak, from eyes, ears, nose, tongue, which are referred to, and touch. Sometimes we experience in feeling low, undernourished, so easy to slip into the gross form of nourishment, i.e. too much eating, and forgetting the nourishment that comes through eyes and ears, through nose and smells, through touch. Touch meaning everything from dance and yoga and movement, the touch of, when possible, the contact with another, the touch of reclining on one's bed in stillness. So there is nourishment through food and drink. There is nourishment through the senses. Third area of nourishment comes from our responses to events. A fresh intention. The initiation of a creative action. An aspiration to make something happen. A creative idea, a project. Which can be of benefit for others, for creatures, for habitats. But we also benefit as it nourishes us, knowing that we are engaged, knowing we are doing something worthwhile and valid. And with each of these nourishments, to check in with ourselves daily. Are we nourished? Are we exploring these nourishments? Can we receive easily the kind words from another? The text, the email, the Skype, the Zoom, the voice. When a person recognizes, acknowledges an act of kindness that we have made, a contribution that we have made to her or him, and they express thanks, their gratitude, their appreciation. May we have the capacity to be receptive, to feel that those words from the other, it's nourishing. We are happy we made a contribution. And then finally, there's the nourishment, different ways, but many parallels. You might say, in general terms, of consciousness. What is meant there is engaging in an activity, might be very small, washing the dishes, hanging out the clothes, tidying up, but mindfully, sensitively, respectfully, in a connected way, not under pressure, not rushing to get it all done quickly. There's the nourishment which comes from ensuring some time for stillness. So instead of doing, we can stop. Experience non-doing. Just like right now, sitting in our quietude, in our stillness. There's the nourishment which comes from just resting in silence, experiencing the silence. So our whole being rests in silence. And the regularity of meditations, of stillness, full presence, and listening to a piece of music. So these four areas for nourishment. And if we're feeling a bit low or disheartened or down in any way, the energy has dropped, might simply mean that we have neglected these four areas of nourishment: healthy, nutritious food, that which can come through our senses, which we enjoy, and appreciate, and makes us happy. Our initiatives, our intentions, our aspirations, our creativity, our quiet determinations. Thirdly, and then fourthly, the silence, the stillness, the mindfulness and respect to the small things, the being in the nature, really experiencing this life on earth. Four are worthy of interest of the human being. And when all four contribute to our nourishment, we are less demanding on the world, less demanding on ourselves. Yet alert, alive, energized, remaining minute. may all beings appreciate these four primary areas for nourishment. May all beings recognize the importance of value in nourishing others. May all beings live a wise and contented way of life. Right, just going to bend down and take the water. Very nourishing when the throat's a bit dry. So I'll speak to you for a little while on the theme, touch upon some more details with you, and then have some time for any exchange, questions, answers, whatever. So this area of nourishment is in the four areas truly worthy of consideration. It would be useful to generate a little time here for some reflection. You might even take some notes from day to day. So there are the four nourishments, and then perhaps at the end of the day or start of the day, I say, okay, let me today be receptive to each one of these four: food and drink, through the senses, through intentions, aspirations, contributions, and the mindfulnesses, the silences, the stillnesses, the meditativeness, the quiet reflections, and more. And all four then are genuinely mutually supportive. It also can happen as well that persons, plural, might get together and just recognize and share with each other what gave us nourishment today. What did one enjoy and appreciate? What service did we offer to others? What period of the day did we feel difficulty and felt something was missing for us, or there was a gap in some way or other? And that could be the feeling of loneliness, would be a common one. Sometimes some unhappiness or despair. And quite often, if it's a difficult period, even short-lived, we might all too easily begin to think about it and take what is very common in our society and culture, a kind of psychological viewpoint that may be valuable. Why am I feeling unhappy? Why do I feel so needy? Why do I give myself a hard time? And we can look into the past. We can find a variety of causes and reasons. It might help. It might be a really valuable step to resolve. But the psychological reflection analysis approach is only one avenue. And it could be, as with the theme of this talk, each one of these areas is the theme. So when something is lacking or missing for us, we want to what the tradition sometimes calls the opponent force, meaning we need to apply and bring our focus to that which touches us. There. Person might be experiencing some lockdown. Went on for here, like, I think 3.5 months we had of it. And people felt kind of frustrated and not having an opportunity to be with loved ones, to hug, to play with, and so forth. And that's disappointing for sure. But person might go outside. It might just be the trip to the shops to buy some food, etc. But to be aware that those people who are going to the shops, same shops as you, they are your local community. That's your network. And you're all in this together. So something which gets us out of isolation and loneliness and triggers some sense of community, of the collective there. And that might well invite out of our own being more warmth, empathy, kindness to others. This is nourishing for them, but also nourishing for ourselves as well. The thing is, we've got to remember this. These small things in life to remember on the day, every day. Yesterday, I write a blog and put link onto Facebook, blah blah, there, and I was expressing some concern, actually, about the huge profits of one of the pharmaceutical industries with regard to the production of the vaccines and the neglect of the poor nations that's going on. So I wrote a blog about it. And with the blog, as always, people have a view and opinion, which is their right. And one person said, wrote, I'm speaking roughly now, well, this is capitalism, this is the corporate world, this is the way things are, there's nothing you can do about it, they run everything, what if something on, along those lines. And my response to that was, those of us, I am one of those, who are engaged in protest, is not only to make a voice and not be intimidated by these authority, that means the corporate world and the political world, but also in that, as I put the person, I, as a human being, 77 years of age, I refuse, my one-liner was, to go quietly into the night. In other words, that third nourishment I referred to of intention and action, aspiration and engagement is vital. It nourishes the being. I don't submit as a human being. I don't give up. I keep the voice alive. And many of my fellow protesters, and some of you as well, right, recognize the vitality of that. We are not going to submit to injustice delivered to us by the corporate political media. It's a nourishment because it's the third one, the aspiration for real change. And the others also counters as well. Let me have another sip here, the water. Mm. we might dedicate ourselves to the exploration of these four. We endeavour to remember them, and by these four nourishments is from a statement from the Buddha. That's the origin of the four. And we might develop and explore these, and through that some genuine sense of nourishment comes, which is fulfilling. We feel the vibrancy of the day, the vitality of the day. And a person might then ask, well, is that it? I cultivate nourishment through healthy diet, through the happiness that can come through what I see and hear, etc., through intentions and wise actions with love and care with them, and with time for non-doing, the silences and the stillnesses. Is it just to cultivate those four as some kind of sense of fulfillment for the human being? Not really. It belongs to a path of exploration. And what is meant by that is, as we feel more fulfilled, because we really are committed to each one of these and not neglecting any of them, something else begins to open up for a human being, which may not have been known, nor recognized, nor seen before. And the language of that may change. What do I mean by that? For some, the opening up may be a much greater sense of happiness and freedom, especially freedom. It's such a precious thing. It also opens up for fresh, deep voice inside, which is insightful and speaks to us. If you are of religious sentiments here, God speaks to us. With the opening up and with the greater sense of fulfillment in life, we actually expand out much further than our restrictions. So something expands, there's a receptivity to the voice of God, there is a greater sense of freedom, and so the four nourishments are really pointing in this direction. And that, I would say, is important and precious of itself. There. And it's not a self-interest exploration, because with it comes a greater mindfulness and awareness of people that you meet who might well need some kind of nourishment. And when people are experiencing, from the kids to the senior citizens and all between, some unhappiness, difficulties, despair, blame or whatever, it indicates many things. Of course, it could indicate the history, of course it could, and that could go back years and generations or whatever. But in a way, more importantly, is indicating the person is kind of appealing for some love, to feel nourished. And even when, let's say, somebody is angry with us, and she or he putting some blame on us, it may well be a voice that something underneath or behind all of that, there is some unhappiness for sure, anger means peace of mind and love is just burning up, burning away inside the person. And if you and I can handle that personal attack, that blame, and recognize person in a way is demanding or wanting some kind of attention, they want some kind of nourishment, they're wanting to hear something from us, some response, and it really is an immense challenge to see if we can find a response which is nourishing rather than just replying in the same tone of voice, because then neither you or the other gets nourished, and it brings such a breakdown in the communication. So when we're speaking here finally of the exploration of this, it genuinely is both inner and outer. And that might show itself with family members, work colleagues, strangers, neighbours there, but with your community as well, with the country as well, with the neighbouring countries. They may also, in a collective, be looking for nourishment from you, for support from you. So it has a dimension to it which is personal and social, wide-reaching, to explore. All four of them. Each one of them matters equally. Don't neglect any of them. And then we'll all be fine. All right, I'm done. So, I'll have a look at the chat column here, because there's three messages there. And I'm aspiring to know how Mikhail knows about it can go onto Facebook at the same time. You've got me curious, so send me an email at some time. How you do that? You know, if one's going to speak, well, it doesn't make any difference if it's 5 or 500, does it? So it'd be nice to know. I've never heard that before. You know, I'm not a IT person. I try to remind myself the first three letters of my name. You know, my surname is Titmus, so it's T, then it's IT. But there's not much IT with Christopher. I have to rely on the others who know these things. Anyway, eat mindfully and leaving space in the stomach for food to convert to...
Christopher, this is what you wrote. I just edited here.
Oh, I see. I thought this is interesting. Oh, thank you.
Because someone was asking about the four, so I...
Yes. All right, thank you. All right, so there's a request to repeat the fourth one. So... I see Shay up there. Good afternoon, Shay. Lovely to see you. How's your son? All good? All right, anyway, he's a lovely friend of mine. So, with the fourth one, different, you know, it's kind of little subtlety with the variations here. So, one would be non-doing. So, we're doing that, and you say, okay, enough, let me just stop. Let me just be still. And we're just in our stillness. We just stop. There's the quietness of the being. And we're just experiencing the quiet, the silence. And just we just stopped. This gives nourishment. It gives especially renewal. It helps everything in the body to relax down. And the cells and the vitalities and the energies, some of the stress and tension, that begins to fade. And with that, more energy, nourishment is coming. It could be through a change in the way of relating. So what I mean by that, taking the dishes, as washing the dishes as an example, to say, okay, this is my practice, dishwashing. I'm going to do it mindfully, stand tall, and really follow the whole process from the start to the finish and make it very meditative. So it's not a rush to get it done. It's not thinking I've got more important things to do. This is it. And real connection with that. The third one can include the outdoors or a plant in one's home if you can't get it out. And one just gives it full attention, very quietly, real presence, just not thinking about it, just being receptive, eyes closed sometimes, eyes open. And out of that, what you give attention to reveals something more of itself. The probability is you begin to feel a bit closer, a bit more connected. And sometimes we have to trust in that. So 2 days ago, to give an example, I had an email, and the person, the woman, practitioner, in the email she said, the day before, she had met this amazing guy, and they made a real connection. She gave him her mobile number, and he said he would ring her the next day. And she's excited, great anticipation, thought this guy was really a cool guy, an interesting guy, and then waited all day, no phone call. How many times has this happened to people? And so then she emailed. So my first response, because I know her, I said, my first response, the guy must be mad not to ring you. And then the second response was, this is the time when you've got to trust in your being, in the connection, and in the romantic love. Because that's what she describes it. To really stay steady with that. This is the fourth one. Staying steady with what is. And the willingness to stay steady, because if you don't, that romantic love, that connection with the guy, that beautiful feeling of the human being will get replaced with disappointment, hurt, blame, regret, maybe blame, anger, whatever. So I said, there are situations where you're experiencing something beautiful, be steady with it, be calm, just stay steady, appreciate it there, and trust in that. So you're not going to lose that because it's replaced with disappointment and hurt. Anyway, so then I sent off the email. Anyway, the next day, she sent me an email. Dear Christopher, the guy rang and he really apologized. He said he wasn't feeling very well. He went to bed early in the evening and he didn't wake up till the middle of the night. But we'll see. So it's just a small reminder, the fourth one, steadiness, non-doing, staying present, calm and clear, and trusting in that. Really, really, really valuable. And that's one example I gave of it. Anyone else, please?
Christopher.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
It is very interesting that what you have just said, reminds me of a very important subject in my life, which is not romantic, but it's really like it felt the same, that I am finishing my PhD and I need to find work, and you know, there are a lot of question marks about my future, about financial income, and then this steadiness that you have just mentioned, I feel that it's really important, like, not to do, just to feel the steadiness, just to feel the trust, just to be.
It in a way, the third and the fourth one can really work together. So what I mean by that, so you're engaged in the PhD, coming to the conclusion, then the outcome of that, of course, is the relationship of present to future. Worry, anxiety, fearful projections will obstruct the opportunity to see an opportunity, obstruct your a fresh initiative. So it's a combination, meaning to stay steady, that's the fourth one, with trust and calmness and presence there, and to see what steps you might take. So what's the intention, what's the action? With the thought, particularly with regard to the future, the closer your thought is to the present, the easier it will be. And when the thought goes further and further into the future, it easily can trigger more anxiety. We actually start to get out of touch. So as an example, you get an idea of a possible area of work, and of course the income that goes with it. It really is worthwhile being quite adventurous, which means putting out the word, whatever, to education departments or to businesses or trusts or charities or foundations or whoever you wish to work for, and just sending out a description of the situation, your CV, what you studied, etc. And sometimes these days, you might just be that something lands. But having then sent it out, you come back to your being, that's number four, being steady with it, and see what other opportunity may come. So it's a real meeting, a real activity, that means the doing, you're not just waiting for something to happen, and the being, but you're not doing that you get nervous or so busy in the mind. So it's a time of great transition for you. Act wisely. Remember to be, remember to respond. That's your mantra. Remember to be, remember to respond.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, anyone, please.
For some reason, Christopher, as you were talking in the beginning, I kept thinking how, first of all, how nourishment is not just eating.
I miss that. Much, nourishment
is not just grabbing food and putting it down. It's a much wider thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
that came into my mind was responsibility.
Responsibility. Nice.
Nourishment is equal responsibility.
When I hear the word, I always make it in English into two words. It feels lighter. Responsibility. Because responsibility always sounds in English anyway for me a little heavy. Oh God, responsibility. So I got enough responsibility. I don't know what to add to them. But say a little bit about responsibility for you. I'm curious.
What it means for me?
Yes. Exactly.
Well, go on. If I go into the Hebrew equivalent, achrayut, it has the word acher, which is the other.
The other. Ah.
You have to take the other one in mind.
Yes. Nice.
When you are responsible. That's
beautiful.
A different word in Hebrew.
Wow.
And that's what kind of enters my mind when you talk about nourishment.
Mm.
I say responsibility, and also from that I come back to the Hebrew and say the other.
Yeah, excellent. That's beautiful. Sometimes we need the singularity of the word to, like with the Hebrew there.
The
singular, the one.
Okay.
The one word. And, in this case the Hebrew, the one word is a reminder that responsibility means both oneself and other. And that consideration in our responsibility, we care for ourselves and we care for the other. And that meeting of the two is a little bit like with, like in the tradition, the word mindfulness. It's so often exclusively used about ourselves. I should be mindful, I should be more mindful, etc. But the sati, the actual, the Pali word, it's a little bit like the Hebrew word there, it always includes inner and outer. The inner world, be mindful of that, how we are as a human being, and simultaneously it's the outer. So in the old text it's inner and outer working together. It's the same principle. And this connection and integration is part of what a responsible and thoughtful way of life is. Too much, there's too much self, and we need this self-other exploration much more.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you too. That's a good reminder for all of us. Yes, say one, please. One more question. It's 6:05. For you, it's 8:05. I know. And
I will share, Christopher. Actually,
right. Go on.
I'm thinking about the subject and what you were saying, and about my life that I feel that are so busy. And this idea that I'm doing something that is very good, that I love what I'm doing, and it's important and giving. But when I look at my own life, then I work really, really hard for this. And sometimes I even don't have the power to cook well, or you know, to take care, because even that is a little effort after a long day on the computer.
Yeah.
I start, you know, at 5:00 in the morning and finish at 8:00 or 9 or 10, and I was wondering about it, and I was wondering about that sometimes if we want to do things it takes a lot of effort, and how do we,
yes,
and when to choose to balance and when to choose that it's okay not to balance.
Yes.
If we want something to be accomplished.
Yes, yes. to be honest, I am not very keen either on the word effort or balance.
Uh-huh.
They get used a lot in our circles and other people's circles. but I'm not quite sure if it's about balance or even effort. So what I mean by that is we endeavour to find some energy, creative energy, for the service of others. And it's precious and beautiful. So perhaps the most noble form of human activity is to give service to others. But if it's very much outgoing, kind of metaphorically, it will be tiring because we're not breathing in. We're doing, going out. We're not breathing in. And that willing readiness to really make the time to breathe in. It's not the number of hours that, in a way, we spend serving others on the computer or Zoom or whatever the methods there. It's not in terms of hours. It's not a balance in that way. But it's the practice of the non-doing. It's one's got to be at the point regularly on the day-to-day basis where one just stops. And in a way in which some stillness or silence or something different can come in. That might be the walk. It might be, like people like me, it might be going to the gym. I might put on some music and dancing. I might wake up in the night with, like I did last night, with a fresh idea. So then I do it then. And then I take time out during the day, maybe catch up with a sleep or something. So otherwise the mind is going, I'm trying too hard, I'm doing too much, it's making me tired, I'm putting in too much effort. So the love and the energy, you've got to recognize it. And if the love is there, it will not have the pressure. Love is it. So there's the love of the work, but one's got to feel the love. And when the love starts to go down a bit, maybe a bit, some tiredness, the mind easily thinks, I've got so much to do, there's so much effort. So get back to the connection with the love. That's the power. Mm-hmm. That's where the best of humanity is. It's in the love. And the love of the work, energy will have to go down. It has to. Otherwise, we would never sleep, would we? So the energy has to go down. And when you find it dropping, okay, have a break. Mm-hmm. Play some music. Go for a walk. Dance. Meditate, get the nourishment through any of those four ways that I just mentioned to you. Mm-hmm. And you say, okay, get a little nourishment, and then you've got the nourishment, which is the love that you've received, and then you bring the love to the computer, to the people you serve. Oh, energy's going down again. Okay, I'm not going to talk about effort and balance. People have tried that for decades, it's never worked, and I'm going to explore a different way. Alright, okay. So we're on 6:10. We've had
easier said than done, but it's beautiful.
it is. And as we know, it's always teachings, backstroke, practice. Teachings and no practice, it's abstract. Teachings there, so teachings today, you've heard me say it now 10 times, four nourishments. really exploring each one, perhaps keeping a little note of your experience each day. What nourished you today? And recognizing and appreciating that, and what else nourished you? And it's just day by day practice. So then the teachings have landed well, the practices are there, and it requires quite a lot of extra mindfulness in the beginning, mostly to remember. That's the main one. And then it gets well into the being. We can live a life creative, dedicated, with energy, and it doesn't feel like one is having to put a lot of effort into it. And I have a little authority because I'm 77, so I have a little experience with it. All right, so it's in Hebrew. Some words on the screen there for you.
All right. I added Zadana for you.
I know, I did see that word. that's why my eyes went wider open.
Yes.
All right. So should we just... Mikhail has very kindly put up a little information about the donations, and genuinely, it really, really helps. And I must say, with the lockdown, which is now, or rather the pandemic, 15 months old, kindness from Israel has been just lovely. Regularly, support from practitioners, from some of the Tovana teachers and others. It's been extremely kind, and huge appreciation to you all. So let's just have a quiet minute, shall we? All right. This is number 4, by the way. Just being. Just 2 or 3 minutes can give much renewal. So the body can calm down, mind and heart is quiet, just allowing this to happen, knowing it contributes to renewal, to feel new again, renewal. All right. Thank you very much, everybody. Any closures, Mikhail?
First, thank you so much, Christopher. It's always such a pleasure and so insightful and great to have you here.
Thank you.
I'm waiting to talk with you about retreats.
Yes, exactly. We'll, next day or two, we'll... connect, and we can share a little bit about that, and also this Facebook link method that you know about. I'm curious.
I will explain you all.
All right.
I will say to all that we have a very interesting talk on Saturday with someone named Gabriel.
Oh yes, send that over. And all being well,
he's very known around the world about nutrition. So I suggest if you are interested to look on our website and read about what it will talk about. It can be very interesting.
All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Very good. All right. I look forward to it.
Thank you so much. It was wonderful.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Lots of love. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.